Second question, some other people are saying that your vote on this bill was kind of an insurance vote. In other words, even though your stated reasons were because the bill, the public option wasn't good enough, and your other reasons, the real reason was that a no vote will get you more conservative votes come next election. How do you respond to that?
I sincerely doubt that anyone who is going to vote against me because they're a conservative will vote for me because I voted against this. I don't sit back and calculate my votes. If I was looking for the path of least resistance, I certainly would have voted for this because I was put under the most intense political pressure possible from both sides. And I continue to say that the true solution to the American healthcare crisis is a single-payer healthcare system, which even today led my potential political opponents to attack me. So I'm not looking for quote-unquote insurance or safe ground. I'm trying to find something that will work. This bill attempts to create universal healthcare coverage by requiring all Americans to buy a healthcare product from a for-profit insurance corporation. I believe that the for-profit private health industry is at the center of the problem. I do not believe that they can be at the core of the solution. It's that simple. There are many, many specific things that are wrong with this bill that I could pick apart, and each one of which you could use to justify a no vote. That's not what I'm doing. I don't believe this legislation will work, period. And that's why I cast the vote I cast.